September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, and in the studio this morning, Dr. Rob Emery joins us. We're going to talk a little bit about prostate cancer and prostate screening. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good to see you once again. It's been a while since we've done this event.
It has. During COVID, we had to shut it down. Dr. Brown and I had been doing it since 1998, and then until 2020, and then that was... We had to shut it down for COVID, and it's taken a while to get the legs back underneath it. But here we are, and we're ready to roll.
Good deal. We'll get to the event here in just a second. First, tell me a little bit about your clinic and your specialty.
Sure. Urology is a branch of surgery that's devoted to health of the genital urinary tract. So basically kidneys, bladder, prostate. A lot of people think we're the male gynecologist, which is not true because 40% of our patients are female, because females get kidney stones and cancer, you know, things like that. So we treat a lot of that. But Dr. Brown, my partner for the last 28 years, is he came in 1990. I came in 98. And then this year, or last year, we've welcomed Dr. Ubeda, a resident from UAMS who finished his training and came here last year. And then 1 year behind him was Dr. Thomas Sainer, who started in August, also straight from UAMS residency. And they are busy and working and doing fantastic. So we went from 2 to 4 real fast.
And everybody's staying busy, like you said.
Everybody is staying busy. Yep.
Tell me about prostate cancer specifically. How common is it, and why is early detection so important?
Well, prostate cancer is the most common cancer in men, and it's the second most cause of cancer-related death in men. So a lot of people say, oh, if you live long enough, you'll get prostate cancer. And there's a lot of truth to that statement. However, the goal is if you die with prostate cancer when you're an old man versus dying from prostate cancer when you're a younger man. So early detection is the key. Doesn't always mean you're going to have treatment, but at least you know what you're dealing with and you can make a plan. A lot of men with low grade prostate cancer, we don't do any treatment. We just watch it. But other men, you know, need to have some sort of treatment, surgery, radiation, or even other treatments, and it can save their life because it's definitely curable if it's caught early.
Let's talk about the screening event itself. Where is it? When is it? And who is it specifically for?
Well, it's going to be September 23rd, which I believe is a Tuesday, from 5 to 8 o'clock at the White River Med Center. What will happen is the men who sign up will get their blood drawn, and then they'll have a brief and hopefully painless digital rectal exam performed by one of the physicians. It's free, and this is basically for men ages, we say 50 to 75. However, if for African-American males or males who have had prostate cancer in their families, we recommend start screening at age 40. So it can be any of those men at all.
So some men may, of course, feel nervous or embarrassed about the prospect of prostate screening. What do you say to them to reassure them?
Well, you know, it's a little bit unnerving to have an exam like that. But, you know, think about what their wives and daughters have to go through, you know, having children and GYN exams and so forth. It's really, for 10 seconds of discomfort, it can save lives. And a lot of people say, well, I'm going to do the blood work because that's easy. I'm not going to have the examination. And, you know, honestly speaking, if you're only going to do one, the blood work is better. But the blood work will pick up about 80% of cancers, but the examination will pick up about 20%. So in combination, there are some men who have a normal PSA who have prostate cancer, and the examination is what's going to pick those up. So that's what I tell those guys. It's not a big deal. You know, you're in a room, you're by yourself with a doctor. We're not lining people up against the wall or anything like that. So it's a very, very brief encounter.
So there you go, guys. Tell us how these folks need to sign up for this or where they can get more info. Caught you off guard there.
Don't really know.
Did they sign up online?
Let's see. Yeah. Sign up. They can call the hospital at this number, 870-262-1834. And they can simply make an appointment. They'll get a time to come in. And but they need to call to make an appointment. I'm sure you could probably stop by and make an appointment. It's probably easier just to call.
Very good. Dr. Rob Emery in this morning, and the event once again is Tuesday, September 23rd. We appreciate you stopping by.
Okay, great. Thank you.